basic question based on experience. That which we have seen and heard declared we have to do. He also will
integral could never and have no meaning.
Are not these physical identity? Physical identity in the realm of this world.
Paul's teaching, for example.
glory that characterizes the resurrection of believers at the last day.
Christ will be manifested, remember, in the body of His glory. The body of His glory.
That is the body of His resurrection and His ascension.
And He will be seen. Seen the second time.
Hebrews 9:28.
Now that emphasis upon being seen points to the fact that after resurrection, believers will also be physically constituted. They will also be physically reconstituted. And that all the demands of the physical will be fully realized and satisfied in the mission of Christ manifest His glory. Here is the certification of the meaning of the physical, the meaning of the physical in the consummation. All redemptive saving process.
Lecture that you've just heard comes to you from the Mount Olive Presbyterian Church Tape Library at Post Office Box 142, Bastille, Mississippi, 39421. These messages or lectures are used with permission of the Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Westminster Theological Seminary was founded in 1929 and is located on a 22-acre campus in the Chestnut Hill area of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The faculty of 15 professors serve a student body of over 300. The seminary has as its purpose the formation of men for the gospel ministry as pastors, evangelists, and teachers, who shall truly believe and cordially love that system of religious belief and practice which is set forth in the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms, and which is involved in the fundamental principles of Presbyterian church government. The seminary has as a subordinate aims the provision of theological training for other church officers and members with a view to effective ministries as stewards of Christ and the communication of the fruits of biblical, theological, apologetic, historical, and practical studies. These purposes were pursued through the development of a community of teachers and scholars seeking together the meaning of Scripture and its interpretation for human life and the provision of facilities for theological research. The character of the seminary is determined by three great central convictions. First, the Christian religion, as set forth in the Westminster Confession of Faith, on the basis of Holy Scripture, is true. Second, the Christian religion requires and is capable of scholarly exposition and defense. Third, the Christian life is founded upon Christian doctrine as set forth in the Word of God. For further information about the seminary, write to Westminster Theological Seminary, Post Office Box 27009, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19118. Permission for the further reproduction of these messages for the purpose of distribution should be requested from Westminster Theological Seminary, Post Office Box 27009, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19118.
It's so significant. And so you remember, at the beginning of the first epistle, after having identified Jesus Christ as the eternal life who was with the Father, eternal life which was with the Father, proceeds that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, and the light was manifested, and we have seen it, and to bear witness and declare to you the eternal life which was with the Father. It was manifested unto us that which we have seen and heard, bear we unto you. Nor in it be also mere fellowship with us. And truly your fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot escape the emphasis which John places there at the very outset upon physical, sensuous contact. This is eternal life as manifested in the flesh. I repeat, this emphasis upon physical, sensuous contact. Through seeing, hearing, and handling. And the platform. Contact, seeing, hearing, and sensing is that thereby there might be ministered unto us men. Fellowship with the Father and with the Son. It was only through the manifestation in the flesh that the eternal life came into contact with these disciples. And provided them with the data. Able to enter into the glory of this fellowship, the unseen and eternal God. You can see there. Now, any fire. Any pattern of thought that has even the semblance of indifference to what occurs in the realm of the physical, the sensual, the phenomenal, the historical. Out of accord with what is basic Christian faith and experience.